doors.
Listen.
I got two or three things I want to talk to you about.
I'd like to hear your voice. Doggone, I'm down here in my battle district just trying to do about more things than I can do, as you are there trying to do more than you can do.
Well,
yes, Mr. President.
I know you're doing a good job, George. The way this thing looks to us is all these department heads are running us crazy now for next year's budget.
That's right.
Nixon stated night before election that he wouldn't extend the surtax, and
he'll have to.
He said 9 days before the election he wouldn't extend it, and he's taking that general position. Now, I don't want to get in a big fight with him, so I guess that I've got to presume that unless he changes his mind, informs me that he's not going to do it. So, I've got to see then, without surtax, how much revenue you would have. Look like be in the neighborhood of $185 billion. It could be two off one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because when you...
For next year.
Yeah. When, without surtax.
Yeah.
Things are running awfully good now, and if you took... If you guessed without measuring it, that 185 yards down the road to that house, and you were two off, you'd think you're pretty good, and I'd think they're pretty good. So that's what they guessed. They say they could be off two, one way or the other, more or less. Now, we will spend about 185 or six this year. However, Cohen comes in and says under his Medicaid and under his Social Security increases and under all the other things he's got to have, and they go up and everything, January the 1st, he says he's got to have $4.5 billion more. Defense say they've got to have, Mitzi says this morning, $6.5 billion more. Agriculture got to have $1 billion more because all of their commodities have been running over. Space got to have, next year is the moon year, they got to have $500 million to $1 billion more. Well, I just can't live with it. I just can't stay here. I can't submit a budget like that. It runs way over 200, and I've been trying to figure out what formula I could have to hold the ground. I just talked to the budget and economic advisors. Europe's going to hell this week. The French franc's got a run on it, and the British pound's in a hell of a shape. We gave France a lot of money yesterday, and we may just have a real European crisis this week. We rather think we will have. So I'm trying, though, to look at ours and get as far ahead on this planning as I can, and I'm working all weekend on it. I just talked to Wilbur, and here's the formula that I told him that I was going to try to temporarily make stand up if I could get your backing and his backing. And I got his unequivocally. Said he'd support me. See if this is not the best tack we could take. Since we're spending 185 or 6 this year, since that will be about the revenue they estimate we'll have next year without a surtax, since he said he will not have a surtax, since obviously you couldn't force Congress to pass one over his veto.
Oh, no.
Mill said he wouldn't try it at all, wouldn't even do it, wouldn't be for it. Then I say to all of my bureaus, now, fellas, whether you like it or not, there's just $186 here, and that's all there is, and that's all it's going to be, and not going to be any more. And that means that you can't go above what you had this year. Now, you all work it out yourself, what you have this year. Then they say, well, you got $7, $8, $10 billion mandatory. You got $4 billion mandatory on pay. You got $1 billion mandatory on retirement. You got other mandatories. And I said, well, we just have to stretch out the mandatories with a simple resolution. We just got this much. Unless the Congress wants to go borrow extra to pay these pay raises, they might want to increase my deficit and override me. But anyway, I asked for 185 or 6, whatever revenue I'll have, and I tell all the department heads to divide, they just take proportionate. They got 185 yards of cloth, and they just cut it out this way. Now, that means that Wilbur will have to take off all the projected increases of 4.5, and if something that's mandatory, you'll have to take it out of some other program.
Yeah.
That means that defense We'll just have to stay as close to that 6.5. I hope we could pull out with Vietnam some, and maybe it would be all right there. That means that housing, and the only one I can't get by is crime. I don't think the people, it's got 300 million for policemen and safe streets, and I think we'll have to go
to increase from 63 to 300.
300 million up this year, yeah. Crime. And I think we'll have to, I think that's the only one. Now then, I thought when I got there, that door closed, and I got their budgets in and got them where they wouldn't resign, maybe they'll all resign anyway over it. I thought then what I'd do is say, well, now, I can't forego all the pay, but we'll stretch it out 2 or 3 years. And I would give of that 8 or 10 deficit mandatory, I might give 3 or 4 billion deficit in the budget. And say we'll give you a deficit this much, and we'll stretch it out over 2 or 3 years. Then I would give me a budget of 100 and maybe 90, with 185. If I told them 190, they'd use it all up, you see, before I got the mandatory.
Yeah.
But when I got them closed, I tell them, you got to live off what you spent this year, period. That's all. Now, George Mahon, you got $30,000 last year, and that's all you're going to have this year. And then let them just fight it out and eat themselves up on it. After it got to me, I might call in the leadership and talk to them and say, all right, now this doesn't include any of these mandatories, so you all got to pass a resolution postponing them. Well, you'd say, I just can't do it. We can't get the votes. I say, all right, you got to go borrow that extra money. Make a deficit. Well, when the Congress had to see you, they had to borrow extra money and pay 5% to give these pay raises and how much they were and everything. It might be that they would stretch it out 2 or 3 years. Then, by stretching out 2 or 3 years, I could have a $190 billion budget with a $5 billion deficit.
Yeah.
Now, that's my best thought. I don't know any other way to do it. If I grant their increases, I'm going to be like Truman. I'll have a $30 or $40 billion deficit there. And Nixon come along, cut it, and make us look like we're extravagant. And if I go up with a tax increase, he comes along and says, well, I had to cut Johnson's tax increase. And I think I put the Democrats in a pretty good posture.
You're right.
They all of them going to want me to ask for these extra programs. But I think it's better to just say I would have, except he will not allow this extra tax. So therefore, I've got to cut my cloth to fit the garment.
Good. I think you are talking about a strategy that will enhance Lyndon B. Johnson for the present and for the future. There's no doubt that what your administration will go down as one of the very, very top administrations in the history of the nation. And this is not going to do you any harm, and it's going to make it real difficult for Mr. Nixon, because he's going to have to come in and ask for this tax increase. He's going to have to go along on the increased surtax and fight hard for it, in my opinion, but he said he wouldn't, so you have to cut the pattern, and you've got the program of your administration established, and you're going to keep them along as best you can with the revenues available. You'd like to see more. I'm very much pleased with what you said.
If we had
this... Did you tell Wilbur what you told me?
Yes, he said he would buy it 100%. He was strong for it and said we ought to just keep quiet and just say that the best we can see, first, we don't have to commit ourselves on the tax. It's already passed. Now, Nixon has said he will not have it, so that ends that unless he changes his mind. Now, if...
But I wouldn't assume that.
No, that's right. We assume he won't change it. We assume he's telling the truth. Now then, that leaves you 185. Now, 185 is what you're spending this year.
Yes.
So that means that at the most, if you take the mandatories in, you'd have to spend $10 billion less next year than you're spending. But without the mandatories, you do it. So you go back and bring your budget, not anymore next year. Whatever weaknesses they are, you just keep them, not anymore next year. All right.
Well, that would mean on poverty, on...
That's right. And poverty wants another billion, and we're just going to have to keep them to just what we asked last year. Now then...
Doing what we can on the budget.
That's right. Now then, When it gets up to me, after it gets out of their hands, I could call the leaders and they could say, well, we just can't ignore these mandatories. But out of the 9 or 10, let's divide it 3 ways, $3 billion for 3 years. And we'll go and say this resolution, and we'll say, well, the reason we've got to do it, we haven't got the tax bill.
That's right.
And if you all want to voluntarily force the tax bill over Nixon's veto, well, that's all right, but we just can't do it.
Right.
Then with you and Wilbur, the workhorses, taking that thing, I think that we can get along there. And I believe it's a lot wiser than letting these boys come in over this year's budget. It'll hurt them all. It'll hurt Freeman. It'll hurt Wilbur. It'll hurt Space. But I believe that it's a wiser plan. And then if Nixon wants to keep them from hurting, he can do it.
This is right. And you see, if you came in with generally what they will want, he will find ways of making at least some reductions and try to point to your administration as profligate and unrealistic and all of that. So this really puts you in good shape, because it's not of your making that he doesn't want to increase the surtax. That takes away $10 billion of your flexibility.
That's what I'm going to try to do. Now, George, here's another little problem. I talked to you about it once before. I'm going to be gone, though, in a month. We had thought that we'd have an early supplemental to get the cats and dogs that have developed since then. And I want to put authority, we didn't get it last year, I want to put authority in it for the president, the former president, to be able to borrow people who are already employed up to the amount any senator from a state has. The aggregate salary not to exceed those of a senator for a state. Now here is the problem. Now, Yarbrough handles 50,000 to 60,000 letters a year. Ours will be 150,000 next year. And Truman and Eisenhower are now getting today between 50,000 and 60,000. We have not made provision for that. We have given them.
I mean, of course, you know what we did, and we did it very successfully, as you know, with respect to a number of these matters in file supplemental.
That's right, we did.
By the help of Bob Anderson and
that's right.
Good planning, we worked that out.
But we had this language in there. Dick Russell raised some question about it and didn't understand it. And instead of having a bond, we will just borrow people to handle letters. So what they tell me, Eisenhower and Truman tell me, that these come, a good many of them, and when they have big controversial things, are in waves, or as results of visits. And Truman has a Ford dealer and some insurance people and others that come in and they answer his mail. He just sacks it up and sends it to them. I don't want anybody privately doing that. Eisenhower has had some help from the Procter Gamble people and Barn, and C.R. Smith came in, and we've had archives people answering Eisenhower's here lately. Now, I don't want any fund, any appropriation over and above what we have. What I want is the right to have people detailed to a former president just as they are detailed to the present president. Now, they say, yes, but the president could abuse the hell out of that. Well, he could if he were a wild man and he hadn't been president and he was not a responsible man. But in any event, we'll put a ceiling and we'll say that a man that's been a former president could not have detailed more than the aggregate amount in any 1 year of a senator. So that gives them a ceiling there. It wouldn't amount to most, you see, $500,000, whatever it runs. Now, Mike Mansfield and Dirksen tell me they will go for that and they will support it strong. I'm sure Tom Steed will support it. He handles the things there. I wanted to be sure that you would support it and try to get Bold supported, because we would want to, if we could, put it on that supplemental. Now, I guess old man Gross would give us hell.
Well, it wouldn't make much difference.
But it would cover Eisenhower and it would cover Truman. And what, you don't need to ask for a man. But if you get 18,000 letters in there on stopping the bombing, you call down the GSA in the post office and say, could we get two or three, four people to come help us mail out these acknowledgments and cards until we get through. Their time would be recorded, and the aggregate amount of all of it that you borrowed wouldn't exceed a senator's. Now, you have a law now that was passed in the appropriation bill that the president, and I think there ought to be a limitation on this, but I think it ought to be later. I don't want it in this bill. But the president can have detailed anybody he wants to, any to